Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bad loss for the Yankees tonight at the stadium. Devin Williams coughs one up for the second time in a week. 4-run lead in Tampa on Saturday. Surrendered, and tonight a 1-run lead. 3 batters and 2 runs were in. The Yankees were looking up, and they fall 4-2 to the Blue Jays. This started with Carlos Carrasco, and Yankees wasted a nice start here for Carrasco. Allowed it a leadoff base hit to right by Bo Bichette, and after that, started mulling him down. Got Vlad Jr. flailing at a slider away, way outside, other batter's box. And Anthony Santander, ground ball double play, 5-6-3. So Carrasco, through the first inning, parlayed that easy-breezy second inning. Volpe a nice ranging play to his left to cap off that inning. Yankees weren't seeing, on the other hand, they weren't seeing Barrios well. The first couple of innings, 6 up, 6 down, 3 Ks along the way. Scoreless into the third inning, and Carrasco, 2 more easy ground ball outs from Barger and Ernie Clement. Then the 9-hitter, Nathan Lucas, slapped a base hit to left. Top of the order was due, and Bichette with 2 down, grounded softly to short. Volpe getting the workout in early. Smooth charge, glove, and throw on the run ended the inning. Bottom 3, Yankees' first opportunity. And this was a theme, missed opportunities tonight. Volpe fly to left. Wells and Cabrera then, back-to-back base hits against Barrios at the bottom of the order. Wells smoked one to right. Cabrera stayed with a pitch to left center. Set up runners at the corners for Trent Grisham, but on a full count pitch, he grounded to first. And on a contact play, Wells running immediately. So even with the Guerrero bobble at first, Wells caught down at the plate. It turned first and third, one out, into first and second, two out. And Judge grounded to third, ended the third inning. Still nothing, nothing. Top 4. May have thought trouble here for Carrasco. Second time through the order has been an issue a couple of times so far. He walked Guerrero to start the inning. But with Santander stepping in, a little help from her friend.
Infield pulled around hard to the right. Swung on and hit hard. Diving play by Jazz Chisholm. He went Superman diving towards the line to make that catch. Beautifully done. One out.
That's the other thing. That's the other one that is not hitting the way he wants to. And just a beautiful play. Dove for it. There was no question that he had that. He looked at his glove to make sure it was there.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. After that, Jazz Sparkler, a 5-star play. Cookie, he fooled Springer on a slider. Perfect spot, outer edge, got him to swing. And after that, did walk Andrés Giménez, but with 2 on and 2 out, Kirk a weak fly ball to right, 4 scoreless at that point for Carrasco. Yankees, another chance. Bottom 4 against Barrios. This one a 2-out opportunity. Bases empty, 2 out. You got a Bellinger, stroke single to right. Jazz walked for a 5th time in just 3 games, and Volpe just under one. Fly to fairly deep right center. Deadlocked, goose eggs into the 5th inning. Carrasco, a 1-1 sinker to start the 5th near the outside corner. Barger pulled it. A booming double to right center. But Cookie, not crumbling tonight. 3rd really good start out of 5 as a Yankee. Easily worked through 8, 9, and 1. Got through the 5th. Carrasco, 5 shutout in the Yankees' bottom of the inning. Austin Wells, 2nd hit off Barrios right up the middle. Cabrera tried to lay down a bunt. Popped it right back to Barrios. A lot of frustration there for Cabrera. Handed Barrios an out. Trent Grisham, he battled 8 pitches, but waved at a changeup. 2nd out of the inning. And Judge, He followed slamming a single to left, but the third straight inning with a two-on threat, nothing to show for it. Rice grounded to second. Threw five for the Yankees. No runs on five hits and six left across the last three innings. Threw five at the stadium tonight. Carrasco out. Five scoreless. Tim Hill in. The lefty to face the heart of the Blue Jays order. And Vlad Guerrero Jr. stepping to the plate.
Next pitch swung on. Line drive deep left field. Going back. Bellinger. It is gone in the bullpen. Vlad Guerrero Jr. with his second home run of the season gives Toronto a 1-0 lead.
Only a second homer, and little doubt about it. Bottom of the sixth inning, Yankees looking to immediately respond. Goldschmidt fly to left to start the inning. Barrios followed walking Bellinger, and that was it. John Schneider out of the dugout went to the bullpen for the lefty Brendan Little to face the lefties Bellinger and Jazz. And then Alejandro Kirk happened. The catcher behind the plate with the arm. Bellinger looking to swipe second. Kirk easily got Bellinger. That was a P to second base. Two away. And Jazz singled through the middle, kept the inning alive. And Little no command. He fell behind 3-0 on Volpe. Curious choice here from Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm. Above average speed. He's at first. The 3-0. He goes. Here's pitch. Taken down low. Head first dive into second. Got him. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What a tag, what a throw, what an operation there, Kirk to Jimenez.
So after three innings with opportunities, Yankees ran themselves out of that inning. But one on, one out, top seven, Ian Hamilton coming on for Tim Hill. Got a quick 5-4-3 double play off the bat of Ernie Clement. Smoothly turned by the Yankee infield. Time to stretch. Still only 1-0 Blue Jays despite all those missed opportunities, right? Volpe playing special defense all night. He was due. We know his struggles at the plate, well documented lately. He was ahead 3-0. Of course, the inning before when Jazz was thrown out, Volpe wasted no time. Trailing 1-0, first pitch from Little. Banged a double to deep right field. And Wells advanced Volpe to third. Quickly, fly ball to deep center field. Volpe raced to third. Productive out for Austin Wells, setting up Oswaldo Cabrera for today's electrifying drive of the game.
Little deals. The pitch. Swing on a base hit left field. Tie ball game. Oswaldo Cabrera rings the bell, scoring. Volpe, we got a new game here in the seventh inning.
So with all that, tied at one in the electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. Clutch base hit, pass to draw in an infield. Cabrera hits from both sides of the plate tonight, by the way. And Grisham, after that, another full count fight, but struck out again. Judge due with two away. That meant the righty, Jimmy Garcia's turn out of the bullpen. He walked the captain, but got Rice to fly to right in foul territory. Eighth inning, we go tied at one. Fernando Cruz here in the eighth kind of bailed out Jazz. We talk about some of the sloppy play. After Nathan Lucas, leadoff base hit, Bichette jam shot to second, and Jazz had Lucas, a base runner, right in front of him. And instead of continuing after him and tagging the runner, the lead runner, Jazz flipped to first, but Cruz, yeoman's work. Ground ball, fly ball, after that with a runner in scoring position, ended the inning, kept the game tied. Bottom eight, 1-1 game. Goldschmidt grounded to third against Garcia, the righty. And the rookie lefty was next, Mason Fluharty, against Cody Bellinger. He popped up to right center. Springer playing deep in center, started back, and couldn't recover. Bellinger, credit him, hustling out of the box for the double, got all the way to second. And Fluharty followed walking Jazz, hit Volpe on an 0-2 pitch. Bases loaded for Wells, two hits already on the night for Wells, and that deep fly ball, the inning plier, that set up the game-tying hit from Cabrera. So Wells, feeling it all night, delivered again. Sacrifice fly to right. So a run in the seventh, a run in the eighth. Yankees showing that fight, taking a 2-1 lead into the ninth. And Wells, a key role. He'd been struggling lately, but that RBI double in the series finale in Cleveland, getting going. Wells, a key run in both runs tonight. But ninth inning, still had to protect the one-run lead. And Devin Williams, with almost a week off since the disaster in Tampa on Saturday, base hit to left by Springer, fell behind Jimenez 2-0, and got a pep talk from the infield led by Jazz. You thought that might have been a turning point. Williams rallied to 2-2 on Jimenez, but then hit him. Completely lost a fastball. 2-1 for Alejandro Kirk, and thought that might have been the turning point with Jazz leading the infield to Williams moments ago. No, here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Comes to the plate, the pitch. Swung on and hit to center field. Grisham has to give ground, and it's over his head. On the track, up against the fence. They got Springer with Jimenez running right up his back. They score almost instantaneously, and Kirk a two-run double. And the Blue Jays have a 3-2 lead.
And those boos only got worse throughout the inning. The Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. 3 batters, and Williams clearly didn't have it. Aaron Boone didn't waste any time. Came out and got him. Mark Leiter Jr. to Addison Barger. Base hit to left field. That made it a 3-run inning. A 4-2 Blue Jay lead. And the Yankees against Jeff Hoffman, the closer for the Blue Jays. Outside of the Ben Rice scorching double with 2 out in the ninth inning. Nothing else to write home about. The Blue Jays win it 4-2. And this nightmarish start for Devin Williams, the New York Yankee, hit ahead tonight at the stadium.